On a Saturday morning, it's time for another wine chat with our friend Jack Farrow from Haskell's. Good morning, Jack.
Hi there, Denny.
How are you today?
I am just super and hope you're the same.
I am indeed just getting ready to pull the parka out of the closet.
And the shovel out of the closet.
Yes,
well,
I'm afraid that's true. Absolutely. What's going on today?
Well, today I thought we would talk about what's going to happen Thursday. Thursday, you know, they release Nouveau Beaujolais.
Hey.
Well, today I thought we would talk about what's going to happen Thursday. Thursday, you know, they release Nouveau Beaujolais. And it gets released worldwide on the third Thursday in November. And, you know, Beaujolais Nouveau has been around a long time. Probably going back to the early 1800s when they would drink wine and premier or new wine right after the harvest. But actually, it wasn't until after World War II that Nouveau Beaujolais began to even get popular outside of Beaujolais. It's really most popular in Lyon, which is a fairly large city in the south of France. And Nouveau is very popular there because it's probably the closest big city to the Beaujolais area. And so this has become very popular. All of a sudden, they decided they'd try and ship some to London, and that happened in the late 60s. And then our friends here at Haskell's, we were the second people in the United States to bring in Nouveau Beaujolais in 1972. In 71, they brought some into New York. In 72, we brought some into Minnesota. So it became really very fashionable. I'll say this, that I was so nervous, and you've heard me say this before, I think, when I ordered that first igloo, and that was a shipping container in an airplane. It was weather protected, and they called it an igloo. It held 52 cases. And I thought, my God, what am I going to do with 52 cases of this funny wine no one's ever heard of? Well, I needn't have worried, because in the space of about 4 weeks, we sold out of all 52 cases out of our one store downtown. And, of course, then it was off nationally after 72. It really didn't catch on till about 1980. And then it was around the world. Everywhere you went, you saw Nouveau Beaujolais. I always remember Charlie Boone telling the story about when he and Carol were in Shanghai, and they saw them putting a yellow sign on a restaurant saying Nouveau Beaujolais arrived. And he thought that was so unusual, and who wouldn't? You're traveling in the Far East, you're in a town, Shanghai, and there's a hawking Nouveau Beaujolais. But it went worldwide. And believe me, it'll last for a couple years. A lot of people say, well, you have to drink it in the year it's made. Well, you do, for good luck. But you don't really, it lasts a couple years. And as a matter of fact, any leftover Nouveau Beaujolais makes the best sangria you've ever had. And it also is very good if you want to have mulled wine. And that's heated up wine that has spices in it. Because Nouveau Beaujolais is the essence of fruit. It really is a very appealing red wine. And so the fun of it, and that's what it really is, a fun wine. It's not to be taken terribly seriously, but the fun of it is how it's been delivered. Just in Minnesota alone, it's been delivered by helicopter, by a Marine Corps unit. It's been delivered on a direct flight from Paris to here before we had them even. Hot air balloon, and that's just here. Oh, I forgot to mention a horse and carriage when you're delivered some. And it's just a fun, fun wine. However, it almost wrecked the regular Beaujolais business. At one time, it accounted for over half of all the Beaujolais produced was Nouveau. Now, that isn't as popular as it once was, where we used to sell thousands of cases of this in its heyday in the 90s and early 2000. Today we're down to hundreds, but it's still a fun wine and not to be missed. Today it's only about 25% of the production of Beaujolais, which is still a lot. And the reason it's so appealing is there's very little tannins in it. It's very fruit-forward. So it's the kind of wine that everybody can like. And by all means, you can chill it. Don't forget, this wine you're drinking in Nouveau Beaujolais has only been 6 to 8 weeks from being a grape on a vine. And all of a sudden, it's wine in your bottle and then wine in your glass. And part of that is because of its Gamay. Gamay is a very fruit-forward wine. The nose is full of berries, and cherry on the nose is very obvious. And then that wonderful fruit aftertaste makes it very, very appealing. Now Nouveau Beaujolais certainly is not a wine for snob. Nouveau Beaujolais is a wine for wine lovers and fun people. And if you're going to drink Nouveau Beaujolais, you quaff it. You don't really sip it and analyze it. It's just a fun wine. And that fun has been reflected in the fact that they've loosened up the regulations. The Nouveau now comes in a couple days before the third Thursday, and the distributors, et cetera, have to sign agreements that they will not release it until the third Thursday, which makes it easier to get. However, this year, it's going to be a real problem because of the problem we have at ports all around the United States due to the pandemic and all the other problems. The ports are backed up. In fact, this year, instead of 25% Nouveau, there's only about 15% made, and it'll be a hard item to find. And, of course, coming at this time, it's a really not a bad wine to have with your Thanksgiving dinner because it's only a week off. It comes out a week before Thanksgiving. And the fact that it's so light and fruity, it goes with everything that's on the Thanksgiving table, all those sweet dishes where you have yams with marshmallow on top and things like that. The Nouveau can cut through that sweetness and make them very enjoyable. With talking about Nouveau, we'd be terribly remiss if we didn't mention the Dubuff family. Both George Dubuff and his son Franck have done more for Beaujolais than any two people in the history of Beaujolais, and they're both still alive, and they're operating the new Dubuff Beaujolais, and they own regular properties, and they've done a lot for Nouveau just to figure out how to get 50% of the crop all around the world in a few days is in itself is an engineering feat. Plus, the marketing they did of it was just sensational. And don't forget, as any farmer would tell you, when you can sell your crop right away, that's a good thing. So it became Nouveau in Beaujolais became a cash crop. And the marketing geniuses of Dubuff really are what put Nouveau Beaujolais on the map. And it, like I said, it's a very adventuresome thing. Wine snobs really don't care for it and turn down their nose at it. But I'll always say this. In fact, I was talking to one of those. She said, that's like eating cookie dough before you bake the cookies. Well, who can deny the pleasure of having a little bit of cookie dough before you put a batch of cookies in the oven? And that's the same thing is true of Nouveau Beaujolais. Who can deny the pleasure of that fresh, fruit-forward wine that is really, really delicious? Last year, they introduced Nouveau Rosé, and that's kind of fun as well. I didn't think it would sell, but by gosh, we sold a ton of the Nouveau Rosé just as well. You know, today, Beaujolais produces about 25 million bottles of wine. That's about 2 million cases. And of that, about 25% is Nouveau. But you're not to ignore the rest of Beaujolais. Beaujolais is a really wonderful wine that has a definite place in the world of wine. It's fruit forward always and easy to like. And, you know, an old Moulin Avant, that's a village name in Beaujolais, which literally translates windmill, because there's a big windmill in the town, Moulin Avant. And that is a wine that, even old, it tastes like a fine old Burgundy. It's just a remarkable thing. And, you know, they have a saying in France, all over France, I might add, that if you drink the wine in the year it's made, you have good luck all the next year. Well, I've been doing it since 1972, and it hasn't been too bad for me. So whether that needs to be your guideline or not, why not try it? It really is a wonderful, delightful wine, and it will be released next Thursday, and without a lot of fanfare. Act early, because, as I said, there's going to be a real shortage of it. Not because they made any less Nouveau, but they couldn't ship as much as they would have liked to. And many of the houses who ordinarily send out Nouveau Beaujolais elected this year not to do that because of the shipping problem. So let's not forget, it may not be a national holiday or anything else next Thursday, but it can be a fun day for anybody who wants to try something fruity forward, and you stand the chance of getting good luck all the rest of the year. Not too bad. Would you say, Denny?
No, I'd say that's all on the plus side. I know we want to talk about Haskell's in a second here, but have you, Jack, as far as this whole shipping issue, have you ever in your career seen anything like this problem?
No, it's incredible. Oh. It's incredible. You wouldn't believe the things that you can't get because of the shipping problem. And as I said, now, you wouldn't think wine would be a problem. It's not. There's plenty of supply. They have truckers in Europe. Everything is ready to go. But there's a shortage of container ships, and they can't get it shipped across. And while Nouveau, for the most part, is flown in, it's still a problem getting people to load them. And they had a strike not too long ago in France of like what we would call sort of the Teamsters, and that's clogged all the ports up quite a bit, too. So,
wow. No,
I haven't seen anything like this, and I hope they get it cleared up.
I should say. Well, I'll tell you what, there's one thing, there's no problem. At any one of the Haskell's locations, you're going to find all sorts of goodies.
Indeed, and one of the goodies that you can find is Ted Farrell's 6 for 60 Thanksgiving edition. Now, that's where you buy 6 bottles of wine for $60, and it's all set to go for your holiday entertaining. He's got a Prosecco in there, a Vouvray, which is my favorite wine to have with turkey. It is delicious. It's all Chenin Blanc. He has Craft Creamery Chardonnay, which is a buttery, rich Chardonnay. Chateau Mélange Bordeaux, which perfect with any kind of beef or meat. Provenera, which is my go-to Pinot Noir for everyday drinking, and a little Cote de Rome that'll be perfect with leftover shepherd's pie after Thanksgiving. So there you have it, Ted 6 for 60, his Easter selection. And you can get that at any one of the Haskell's stores. And there's a Haskell's near you. There's a Haskell's in Bloomington. There's one in Excelsior. In Faribault, we're right off at 35. Our super cellar up in Maple Grove is not to be missed. And downtown Minneapolis, there's free parking both today and Sunday. Minnetonka at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's Highland Village, Stillwater, and White Bear Lake. And don't forget Woodbury. And don't forget, Haskell's does deliver. And incidentally, I might mention we still have a few of those wonderful Advent wine calendars. Now, that's an adult Advent calendar, because you every day can treat yourself to a little bottle, about a glass of wine, and all different wines from all over the world. It's a wonderful thing, the Advent case of wines, and you can get those at Haskell's, too. And don't forget, we are the wine people.
Absolutely. Jack, always a pleasure. Let's talk again next Saturday.
And you know what? I'm going to look forward to that, Denny, and I'm going to call you from Beaune, France.
Oh, great. Always fun to hear that. Thank you, Jack. Good luck. Bon voyage. And we'll talk with Jack Farrell next from France next Saturday.
Indeed.
Thanks, Jack. Safe trip. And the Twin Cities were overcast and 30 degrees. We're heading with some snow to about 35. You stay with us here on CCO.